decent.
It's nice, though. It's just nice to have it warm again.
Mike Carpenter, we just figured something out. You are the Daniel Descalso of the Tay and Jay Show.
Good. Utility player.
You are a utility player. Now, wait, that means you're in the bigs.
He's a good sub-in. He's sub-in for you this week.
Absolutely.
And gives you those singles every day.
Plays great defense.
Okay.
Is that not good enough?
No, that's fine. That's fine. I mean
you were like in single A a couple weeks ago, so you need to be happy with this.
We'll keep working you up. I ruined the tees.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what it was.
We'll keep working you up. I mean, so you're Descalso now. You might be A-Rod next week. You never know. So, Descalso's making a name for himself right now. You should be happy about that.
All right, cool.
I still think they should play Pujols at third.
Oh, that elbow's worth a lot of money.
Are we going to break that down? How much does Albert Pujols' elbow cost?
The right elbow?
Of the $30 million that he wants to get, how much is that elbow worth? A good $500,000?
At least. Every time he bends it. All right, Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM, 359 call, 217-359-2255. Last Friday, we stumbled across a topic that was, who would you want to hit off in the Major League Baseball? And Central Illinois went crazy.
Yeah, we went off on it for a while, and we gave it its due, and it was a fun topic.
It was awesome.
Friday seemed to be our day.
It's our day.
Because we wrecked in the news that Macho Man Randy Savage died today. He in a car accident. He had a heart attack at the wheel. But we're just remembering him and remembering wrestling, and we're just kind of bringing up your wrestling memories growing up. I was in a big wrestling family. Really, my brother and I used to watch Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, Randy Macho Man Savage, those guys. Then growing up, The Rock and Stone Cold came into it. What are your wrestling memories? 359 call 217-359-2255. We're also, if you have just a random wrestling name.
Yes.
We were thinking of some during the break, and we got some good ones.
Yeah, Josh, who works here at the station, you and him were going back and forth. How about the Steiner Brothers? You came up with that.
Yeah, the Steiner Brothers were a tag team. If you remember, Scott was like this skinny athletic guy, and then about 10 years later, he was this guy with a bicep on top of a bicep.
Oh, my.
He had like a 2-inch thick little bicep
His
on
little
top.
Buddy?
Yeah, it was just a little buddy sitting on top of his bicep that was like 35 inches in circumference, it seemed like.
And then the Bushwhackers.
The Bushwhackers. Who's it, Luke, and who else? I can't remember his name.
Quick side note, because we were talking about how we got a lot of calls for which pitcher would you want to hit off of.
Yes,
well, the Red Sox get to hit off your pitcher tonight, Juan.
Oh, Doug Davis is going to shut him down.
Pitching at Fenway.
Well, let's see how they do against him before I tee off on
him. No kidding.
Let's not. How about Chris in Monticello? What's up, Chris?
You guys aren't going to get the wrestling segment without me calling in.
I love it. I love it. Well, you get to kick off the 5 o'clock wrestling segment.
Well, the Steiner Brothers are the only people from the University of Michigan I ever liked.
Ooh, going background on that one.
But here's my big wrestling story, kind of gives you the background of me. I loved it when I was like 6 and 7, right around then was kind of when I started watching. And then when Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff turned on Hulk Hogan, it devastated me, so I couldn't watch for like a year. Because as a little kid, they were talking about how they killed Hulkamania, so I thought Hulk Hogan was dead.
Oh, no!
So I was like 7, 8 years old and refused to watch it.
See, Chris, that's how I was when, what was it, Undertaker put on the Ultimate Warrior in a casket. I thought the Ultimate Warrior was suffocating. And I was so upset
about
it.
Mom, we gotta help this guy!
Let's go find him and help him!
Yeah, the Undertaker is going to get away with murder.
And meanwhile, your brother's like coming off the top rope and drilling you in the head. Oh, that is great. Chris, good call, my man.
Thanks, guys.
All right, see you, buddy. Now, we've got
it's amazing how many people watch this.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, how big it was. And I still know it's a big business, especially with what Vince McMahon has turned this thing into. But a lot of people were just connected with this thing.
Well, if this is true, our next caller is going to go right to the top of the list. It's John in Champaign. And, John, you've got some big news.
Well, you know, I was just playing golf with a bunch of guys out in Stone Creek. I get in the car, and I see that Randy passed away.
Right.
He's been a friend of my wife and I's for 15 years. He was a neighbor of mine down in Florida, in Treasure Island, Florida, lived right below me. And you cannot find a nicer guy. I mean, it was just a tragedy to hear that. He treated kids, we had a son, and he'd bring him up to his place, and he'd take Slim Jim pictures with him, you know, pose him like he always did. And he showed up at all the parties, and he's just a regular guy. But, you know, he's from Chicagoland area. Randy Poffo was his real name.
Yeah, correct.
His dad was a wrestler for years.
Oh, and, okay.
But it's just a tough time, and, you know, he's gone through some he's gone through tough issues like a lot of those wrestlers. You know, it's the steroid era, and, mm-hmm. And Randy obviously had his problems, I think, with that, and he's been, I think, clean from it for a long time since he's retired. But there were some legendary parties down there, guys, because, you know, Hulk Hogan lived in Clearwater, Florida, which
oh
is
my
about
goodness.
20 minutes away from us. I got a quick story about, 7 or 8 years ago when the Baywatch thing was going big. They filmed an episode of Baywatch in Florida, and they had the cast party at our place.
Oh
and
my.
So you had Macho Man, you had Hulk Hogan, and these guys were legendary partiers.
That is great.
Yeah, but he's a, you know, in all seriousness, he was a really kind gentleman. He was who he was. That voice was, unfortunately, it was probably partially steroid driven, but just a decent human being, and treated fans with respect, and we were really sad to see him go. We're going to try to get down there for, I haven't heard anything about the memorial, but we've known him for a long, long time.
Well, so, John, did you get to share a lot of the stories about the wrestling business with him?
Oh, yeah. You know, Randy was a real private guy. He really didn't get into details. He kept things pretty professional, but you could just tell that those guys were a fraternity. They had a lot of good friends. And you hear some of the names I heard, one of the past calls, I remember growing up in St. Louis, Moose Cholock and all those guys, all those names I heard when I was a kid growing up with. But, you know, that era of Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, those guys were, they were just really fun-loving guys who knew how to make money, but they also knew how to play hard.
Absolutely. And again, it's terrible news about Randy Macho Man Savage, but it's been able to let us talk about wrestling, and it's neat all the fun memories everyone has about wrestling.
Just about his legacy, and like John said, I think that was the golden era.
Yeah, I agree.
It was.
Totally
agree.
Those
guys, they really did something. They were marketers. I mean, everything they did, they figured out a way how to make money off of it. And, I mean, these guys made a lot of money, and, they lived hard, they played hard, and I think if you really were to talk to Randy, I know at one point when I saw him last, a couple years ago, we were down, and he ended up moving, bought a house because he loved dogs, and so he ended up buying a home. But the last time I saw him, he really had aged dramatically from when I had seen him before, because he was always such good shape, so strong.
Absolutely.
And, but anyway,
that's neat,
I'm glad
John.
You guys are talking about it, but he's just a decent human being.
Yep. Well, sorry to hear the news for you, for sure, because it's very personal for you.
It's really too bad.
Well, thanks for the call, though. That's a great call.
Good show, guys.
Thank you, John. We appreciate that. That's neat. I mean, somebody here in Champaign that was neighbors.
Somebody that knew him, man. He can really talk about how he was. And that's all I've heard, is that he's a great guy, was great to be around. It's good that he was a good ambassador for the sport and for the entertainment value
Absolutely.
That they brought.
Let's go to Zach and Rantoul. Zach, how are you, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing great.
Got maybe an answer for your guy running around with a little megaphone with Macho Man and Elizabeth. I think his name was Jimmy Hart.
That's it.
I think he went by a few other names, but I think it was Jimmy Hart for the longest.
He had that screechy voice.
I don't remember him.
Microphone. Oh, he was awful.
Scrawny little short guy. Yeah.
Scrawny little short guy.
With the curly mullet perm and the mustache. It was so early 90s, late 80s. It was fantastic.
That's classic, Zach. Good stuff, man.
Thank you,
Zach. We appreciate it. That is, our callers are experts.
Yeah, let's just keep doing this. This is too much fun.
I mean, how do you get away from this?
What are your wrestling stories? 359-CALL. That's 217-359-2255. Back on the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5,
95.3. The new Connect FM. 93.5, 95.3. The new Connect FM. Lante, Jeremy Warner, Mike Carpenter. We've been so busy today, I haven't even had a chance to introduce everybody.
All of a sudden, we look down, it's 5:15 or
ridiculous.
Almost.
Ridiculous. Are we still going to do the 5 at 5
We
today?
Might not. If people keep calling with wrestling, we will delay the much-anticipated 5 at 5.
We're going to sit here and talk about Interleague Baseball, whether you like it. We can talk about that on Monday.
Let's do that Monday after the results are in. I agree. Tay and Jay Show. Today, we are talking wrestling. Your wrestling memories. I know everybody in Central Illinois has them because we've heard from a lot today.
359-CALL. That's 217-359-2255. Or you can email us, Jeremy, J-E-R-E-M-Y, at myconnectfm.com.
Or Lon, L-O-N. at myconnectfm.com. Let's go to Jonathan in Champaign. Nope, oh, Jonathan, try to call back. I apologize. Let's go to St. Joe. We've got Don. Don, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good.
I was sad to hear about Randy Savage passing away.
Absolutely.
At a time when that sport needed some call for individuals, he was one of the best.
It would be hard to say how much money Randy Macho Man Savage made a lot of wrestlers. He made a lot of people rich as famous as he was.
Especially Vince McMahon.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
I got to see him one time. Roll Randy Savage wrestling story. I took my younger cousin to a wrestling match up in Rantoul. He bought the tickets for me and everything. I said, okay, I'll take it. And
I'll go.
I had watched wrestling in the 70s and grew up with Dick the Bruiser and those guys.
Right.
Heenan before he became a manager and all that. You know, so I was okay with the sport. And I really didn't know much of the guys that they were wrestling at that time. And Randy Savage is supposed to wrestle a championship match against, it was IC something champion. It was a little, wasn't a major.
Was it ICW, wasn't it?
No.
No?
I can't remember the actual, but it was a offshoot of somebody that was just like a touring group. You know, I don't think he had quite made it quite big in NCW or in NWA at the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was pre NWA.
Right,
then.
Right.
And he was supposed to wrestle somebody. That guy didn't show up, so he wrestled Tony Falk. And I remember this because at one point in the match, Falk actually threw Savage over the top rope, and he landed near my cousin and I. And I just started laughing out loud because he's the big shot guy, and here's the no-name, throws him over the rope.
Oh, no.
I'm sitting there laughing my butt off, and he turns around and gives me this glare that I thought I was a dead man.
Oh,
right there. I thought he was coming into the stands.
Maybe this is real.
I backed off. I took a couple steps back, tried to find the aisle. His name and last name was, his dad was Angelo Poffo.
Yep. Okay, trained him.
And his brother, who also wrestled, was Leaping Lanny Poffo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Leaping Lanny Poffo, and Randy played minor league baseball in the St. Louis Cardinals organization. So, really good stuff. Well, Don, thanks for the call.
All right.
I'm glad Don did not get beat up by the Macho Man there in Rantoul.
Well, and you know what's funny? I mean, he was one of those characters.
Yes.
You know, that's what made Hulk Hogan great. You're talking technical wrestlers. That's where Bret Hart was great.
Right,
we're talking about these characters that they just created. Randy Macho Man Savage, Hulk Hogan. I think that's what really drew us in to this wrestling phenomenon was that it was just such an escape from life.
Oh, yeah.
These characters were out of like a book.
Yeah.
That we had. What are your wrestling memories? 359 call 217-359-2255. We just had somebody say Scott Steiner's nickname.
Yep.
Big Papa Pump.
Oh, nice.
Remember that one?
T&J Show 93.5-95.3.
The new Connect FM.
93.5-95.3. The new Connect FM. Don't forget Illinois baseball tonight. 6 o'clock, right? Indiana? I'm going out there again. I'm the good luck charm. Maybe not.
Maybe Casey McMurray can hit his second home run of the year.
I will be passing out a Villagrove Hurricanes hat to Casey McMurray and say, you have a spot in the lineup if you want it. We are talking wrestling today on the Tay and Jay Show, and it's that really good wrestling.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's the golden era.
The golden
era.
For
the moment, too. You mentioned, I think, in a Warner rap, and then before we knew
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and Randy Macho Man Savage passed away this morning at the age of 58. Of course, his brother, Leaping Lanny Poffo. Randy played minor league baseball for the St. Louis Cardinals. So a lot of good stuff on wrestling. We're asking everybody their memories today.
Yeah, and I really appreciate John calling in, who knew Randy Macho Man Savage, said he was the nicest guy. You know, lived next to him in Florida, and it's just sad, you know, what these guys did to their bodies, you know, actually is catching up to a lot of these guys.
Absolutely.
You see a lot of the guys you knew in the 90s that were wrestling, a lot of them aren't around anymore, which is sad,
nope.
But they left great memories for a lot of us. What are yours? 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255.
And he was winded earlier, but Roger from Danville is back with us. Roger, how are you, buddy?
I got my breath this time, guys.
good.
Hey, I got a couple of interesting tidbits. First of all, blast from the past. Big John Studd.
Big John Studd?
Yes.
I don't remember him.
I don't remember that one.
Great big guy. He fought Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 1.
You know what? Yes. Now that you say that, I remember that. He was huge.
Yeah, he's a big dude. Big dude. Plus the big Jeff and Camargo really happy. He was also in an obscure movie called Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, Mickey Rourke.
Mickey Rourke was in that movie, too.
And Don Johnson.
Wow.
That's 80s right there.
How obscure can you be with those two in it?
I mean, let's go put on our 80s leisure suits now and hit up the ladies.
Mike Carpenter has a Don Johnson shirt on right now.
I do.
It's kind of a light blue shirt.
Roger. Okay, Roger, what was his name? We'll figure out a prize. What was his name in Harley Davidson, the Marlboro Man?
I could not tell you that right now to save my soul from
something
tomorrow afternoon at 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Daniels. His name was Jack Daniels in
that's
Harley
right.
Davidson. Yeah. Ooh, hard to buy. Well, that's good. Good stuff, Roger.
I'd like to thank Wikipedia for that.
Quick anecdote, though. The Ultimate Warrior. Did you know he's an area guy?
No,
I did not know that.
He went to North Vermilion High School.
Wow.
Crawfordsville, Indiana. Born there.
I knew his cousin. His cousin went to Danville. The Warrior's real name is Jim Helwig.
Yes.
Okay.
And I went to school with his cousin, Keith.
Unbelievable.
And when he really started taking off... Because, I mean, I'd seen the Warrior when he was like the Dingo Warrior fighting the Von Erichs in Texas. And I was telling this guy in PE class, and he's like, well, that's my cousin. And I'm like, no, oh, you're kidding me. Come on.
Yeah.
Dude, this is a whopper in high school. And he's like, about 3 days later, he brought a picture to school. Wow. And it was him and the Ultimate Warrior.
Wow.
And the story was this guy was like the pencil neck geek guy getting sand kicked in his face for about the first 3 years in high school. Then before his senior year, he went out, hit weights, and apparently a lot of pharmaceuticals.
Yep, definitely.
And bulked up and became the Ultimate Warrior.
That is unbelievable. That is great. I did not
area
know that.
Ties, yeah.
So Crawfordsville, Indiana, absolutely.
Yeah, so, but he's actually an area guy.
Roger, is the wife not home to be able to call twice?
Actually, she is home, but she's in a good mood today, so she's letting me call twice.
Okay. She's like, Roger, I know how much you love wrestling. Go ahead and call again.
And actually, that's kind of how it is. I mean, I've gotten away from it over the last few years, but, I mean, I've got tons of videos, DVDs, books.
Unbelievable.
What was your favorite WrestleMania, Roger?
Ooh.
Mine was 6 when Ultimate Warrior.
How do you remember this?
You remember things like this when you're into wrestling this bad. Ultimate Warrior versus Hulk Hogan. I think it was in Toronto. Just the best match I remember. It was just so.
You know, that was a good one, but my favorite was 3. I mean, it was in 3 cities. They had one in Chicago, one in L.A., and one in, I think it was New York. The main event was Hogan versus King Kong Bundy in a cage.
Wow. Oh, steel cage matches. You
and
can't
at
get
the beginning
anywhere.
Of the match, everybody always went in the door in the cage. Hogan walks out, looks at the cage, climbs to the top of the cage, and then rips his shirt off and gets in. And, I mean, they had a battle royal in Chicago, and the battle royal in Chicago, they had football players. The Fridge was in it. Jimbo Covert was in it.
Oh, my.
Good grief. And I mean,
that's good stuff.
The British Bulldog against the Hart Foundation. Great WrestleMania. Plus, I was at WrestleMania 8 in Indianapolis.
Ooh. You're like, these are like rock concerts to you.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
I
mean,
that's people used to pay $50. I think they still pay $50 bucks to see these pay per views.
I mean, I went to the last time I went to a pay per view was probably 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Wow.
But the main event was The Undertaker when he was really broke big. Against, I think it was either Shawn Michaels or maybe it was Mankind. And they kicked the lights out and that bong hit where his theme music comes out. And, I mean, the hair on your arm stands up.
That's awesome. Roger, good stuff today, as always.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Still loving the show.
Thank you. Really liking this one.
Yeah, if you have any stories, we'll get them in before the 5 and 5, 359 call, 217-359-2255.
Cardinals and Royals live from Kansas City, loud and clear right here. 6:15 is pregame, 7:10 first pitch. You will hear that on the new home of St. Louis Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I just realized we've blown off the Warner rap twice.
That's all right.
I apologize.
I got to let you know about this, though. The Connect FM, Budweiser, and County Market on Kirby and Duncan are giving you the chance to live large this summer. Register to win now at County Market on Kirby and Duncan. Winner will be announced on Tuesday, May 31st. What do you
get? What do you get?
By the way, it's the Budweiser Ultimate Patio Giveaway. The package includes Budweiser barbecue sauce, an outdoor heater for the cool summer nights, a portable grill with built-in coolers, and a Budweiser tent. You must be 21 to enter. No purchase necessary. For complete rules, visit myconnectfm.com, or you can go to County Market. That's on Kirby and Duncan in Champaign.
I have one of those heaters, and I've never used it yet, and I can't wait to. Although now I want heat. Give me heat. And Mike said it's going to be in the 80s. All right, here's what we're going to do. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to get to the 5 and 5. But we will still, if you still have any wrestling memories, give us a call, 359-2255, 359-2255. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll start the 5 at 5. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
The new Connect FM.